This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show is Carol Dianca, who is a nutritionist with more than 20 years experience at three of the top healthcare companies in the world, including one based in Austria. She is a public speaker, the author of the book Food Not Meds, the organizer of a large urban group dedicated to preventing and reversing heart disease, and she regularly hosts culinary and lifestyle trips to Italy for those wanting to learn ways to adopt lifestyle habits that promote health and longevity. Carol, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, you're very welcome. So, Carol, between your life's work as a nutritionist, leading a group, hosting trips, and writing your book, you are completely immersed in the world of heart disease. What fuels your interest with this disease?
My interest began 15 years ago, actually, when my husband had a heart attack at the age of 46, and he had open heart surgery 5 years later. I worked in the healthcare business, and I thought that I was in full understanding of the system and the healthcare in general, but I found that that was not the case at all. And all of that just took me further down the road of heart disease. And I entered into a very confusing and sometimes terrifying ride into the world of this disease. The doctors told my husband that his heart was as good as new after his surgery and that he'd never have to go through this again, but we found nothing was further from the truth. About a year after his surgery, we were almost back to square one where we started with chest pains, lack of energy. You know, his blood triglycerides, which should be under 150, were 884. And so while I continued to try to figure out what we could do, he was having several more angiograms. Pills were continuing to stack up on his nightstand. And I was just very naive in the beginning of it all. And I think our story is a story of probably millions of other people. So I kind of waged my own campaign. I just had to figure out why my husband and 81 million other people in the United States have the disease and why we can't, you know, get rid of it. My guess is that many of your listeners might be living the same dilemma, and despite the best efforts to gather information, to take their medications and, you know, follow all the instructions, they're just getting sicker. So probably the most important thing that I learned in all of this is that, you know, it really boils down to something that seems too simple, but it is definitely a foodborne illness that Dr. Esselstyn and a number of other thought leaders in this area believe, and that it doesn't need to exist.
A foodborne illness, it sounds too simple. Do you really believe it's a foodborne illness?
Well, actually, I do, and I know it sounds simple. It sounds very simple, but it's true, not only because of our personal story and the story of, you know, many others that are figuring this out. Bill Clinton is another one, by the way, if I could just drop a name here, I guess. I keep seeing him on radio and TV talking about his diet change. But because of recent research that's showing that, you know, when diet changes, outcomes change. And the dramatic reversal of heart disease that's beginning to be realized is something that just cannot be ignored. You know, when the body is given what it's needed, it has a chance to heal. As long as we don't continue to assault it with the wrong dietary changes. There was an interesting author not too long ago. Her name was Ann Wigman, who wrote a quote that said, you know, the food you eat can be either the safest and the most powerful form of medicine, or it can be the slowest form of poison. And I know that also sounds pretty dramatic, but it's true. And we know for a fact that bypass surgeries and stents and angioplasties and medications and all that gets prescribed and treated, you know, for heart disease really is a Band-Aid approach. It treats symptoms. It does not change the outcome of the disease. So I listened to a great interview yesterday with Dr. John McDougall, and he said, it's the food. We've got to fix the food. So we're spending in the United States, you know, $50 billion a year on cardiac surgery alone, let alone just the cost of treating this. The line isn't getting any shorter to the surgical suites, and heart disease has been and still the number one cause of death in the United States. And I might add, it's growing in every developed country in the globe. It's not just the United States. So it's been a very interesting journey.
I can only imagine. Is there any non-food-based interventions that you suggest for people who want to prevent or reverse heart disease?
Well, there is, you know, and, you know, we've heard about lifestyle and, you know, I say how we live is a better descriptor of lifestyle. I, as a nutritionist, I don't tell people that you have to exercise 30 minutes a day and you have to count out your calories and your fats and your carbohydrates. It's more global than that. It's the way that we live and it's the way that we naturally move. And, you know, if we belong to communities of people with like interests or if we keep ourselves socially isolated, this is not healthy. If we have good relationships in our families, if we have a social network, if we have friends we stay in touch with, these are all part of staying healthy. And the natural movement in the day-to-day is something that, first of all, that, you know, we don't get. I believe it's the way we live and the way we eat much more than our genetics. I believe when Dr. Esselstyn says, you know, genetics load the gun and lifestyle pulls the trigger. So, you know, if we look around the world at places where heart disease doesn't exist, we'll find populations that live mostly on a plant-based diet with little or no animal products. And we see that they live in communities with good social networks, where their friends and family and community are all part of their lives and physical movement takes place. They don't have the incidence of heart disease at all. And actually, I had to learn these lessons all over again from my strong Mediterranean background, trying to help my husband. And surprisingly, I helped myself. I'm healthier now as a result as well. But as a result of going back to my roots, I began to host trips to Italy, where my family is from, and I lead small groups of people who can see for themselves what this style of living is that promotes longevity. You know, we eat together, we tour, we observe a lifestyle, and we talk about how we can incorporate these things into our own lives when we return from the trip. I even take them to my family so they can see how people live and how they eat, and we discuss those differences as well.
Today we are with Carol Dianca, author of the book Food Not Meds, who is also a nutritionist with more than 20 years experience at three of the top healthcare companies in the world, including one based in Austria, here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Carol, the trip sound really spectacular and wonderful. When are you taking the groups, and how can others find out more about those?
Well, I'm doing two trips a year, one in May and one in September, and the trip in May is completely booked. I keep it to 20 people, and now I'm just getting people registered for the September trip. But it is a 100% authentic Italian experience. It's not really a tour that's put together by a company or corporation that's just, you know, profit generated. It's a chance to learn some culinary skills right there at the great hotel where we stay. It's a chance to visit some ancient towns and to observe the way people live. And it's a chance to really live the life for, you know, 8 or 9 days to do some observation and to meet again at night back to the hotel, where we have a four-course dinner that is a very healthy dinner, and to do some discussion. So the trips have been, you know, really wonderful and a great opportunity.
Now, I'm sure that people can identify with your story. What can they learn from reading your book?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I hope that people, whoever reads the book, will learn from our experience and maybe make them a little more savvy in the decisions that they make. I'm not so sure. I know this might sound kind of radical, but I'm not so sure we would have even agreed to open heart surgery if we would have known what we know now. Like I said, it didn't stop the disease. It's a Band-Aid approach. I'm not suggesting that everybody reject it, but I think reading about the story will shed some light on it. I haven't seen another story like it where someone actually goes into the trenches and shares their experience. I also hope it'll help the reader to take a little more personal responsibility and ask more questions and make decisions that are well thought out instead of just putting their belief into what they're told. I also think that they'll learn, you know, they'll be entertained. I've got a lot in there about my background and how I grew up and how I had to return to my roots to actually help us get healthy. And then they'll probably enjoy some of the recipes at the end of the book. It's available now on Amazon and Kindle and all the ebook formats. It was just released last week.
Perfect, perfect timing as well. Now, where can our listeners get more information and also to be in contact with you online in regarding your trips, your book, and other services that you may offer?
Well, let's see. I'm on Facebook. They can find me at Food Not Meds. Everything that I write or all my sites all have the same name. My website is foodnotmeds.com. And I'm also available on Twitter, info@DANCA.
Finally, in conclusion, is there a tip that you could leave with the listener that they could put into action right away and or help them to be more healthy and fit?
Yes, I think wherever anyone lives, try to make a connection with a local organic farmer. Try a new recipe every week using fresh, locally grown vegetables. We've learned that, you know, the antioxidants in organic fruits and vegetables are sometimes even more important than vitamins and minerals, or I shouldn't say more important, but they've been very exciting discoveries that can help people. So the health benefits are enormous. They might really enjoy trying some new recipes and perhaps just crowding out some of the non-food items that we do eat, the processed foods and so forth, that aren't giving us the nutrients we need.
Always good to have you. We've been speaking with Carol Dianca, the author of the book Food Not Meds and the organizer of a large urban group dedicated to preventing and reversing heart disease. And she regularly hosts culinary and lifestyle trips to Italy for those wanting to learn ways to adopt lifestyle habits that promote health and longevity. And the website of reference, once again, is foodnotmeds.com. Carol, thanks so much for joining us again here on eHealth Radio.
You're welcome. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you. And the pleasure is ours as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.